Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're talking about using your entire web strategy, not just your website, but all the other things, especially community building. And Anita, I keep reminding people that your customer list, that list of names on your accounts receivable report, that's your community. That's your customer community. And there, it's anybody who knows about you, whether they've done business with you, they're part of your community, people who come to your website, and now we have the social media capability where people can be a little more dynamic, a little more interactive. You know, the website's not very all that interactive as much as I mean, you can make it kind of interactive, but it's harder. Whereas social media like Twitter and Facebook, they're a lot more interactive. It's a lot easier to build community, but there are some rules, aren't there, Anita, that you need to follow?
Definitely.
When you're building community and serving community, one main thing I tell them, Anita, is you can create the community if you're the business, and you can serve it, but you can't control it.
Definitely. So you know, if you have a business that everyone has to use because they don't have a choice and you're a jerk.
Right.
you might not realize you're a jerk until you do this, because then you're going to find out some of the comments.
Right.
And, you know, that could be the downside. Back to that Facebook page, you know, you might be sending out emails. That might be fine. You might not need to have a Facebook page. You might try a Facebook page and, you know, send an email out to people and say, I have a Facebook page and you can get this information through Facebook and see whether or not people prefer. It's
right.
Just another means. It's
right.
Not something like, oh, wow, something crazy. It's just another means of being able to send information out
right.
to people. And the difference is you send an email out, no one can respond to that email. You send an email, the same information out, you post it on your Facebook page, which means now all those people have access to it. They can respond. They can make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they can come back and say, cool, or yeah, I really like that, or
yeah.
whatever it is.
Thanks, it just gives
them an avenue for them to make a comment. That's where it's different.
What about Twitter?
Yeah. You know, I understand it, but I don't get it.
Well, but you know, but you know what? Let me tell you something. And I always like to use my diner analogy. I do think that if you handle it the right way, Twitter can be a great tool for small businesses. Because the main thing you have to understand, this is the whole thing to me about the 21st century online strategy, Anita, is you don't have to think of the cyberspace as a galaxy. Just think about it as another way to get to the people in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you don't have to conquer the world. And so your Twitter universe, your Twitter community could be 55 customers who love your meatloaf at your little diner down in the side street. But those 55 people want to know the day of the week you have meatloaf so they can show up. And if you post it once on Twitter and those people have followed you and are receiving that Twitter notice, you'll have 55 people come in the day you have meatloaf.
In that way, it works really well. I think in that way,
targeted focused strategy.
Pardon?
Targeted focused strategy.
Yes. I can see where that can work. I have tried it for my business, and of course I've just said that I do business to business, not business to consumer. And a lot of these, I think, might work much better. Facebook, a lot of these social media are really geared for business to consumer, not business to business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen with business to business, I'm doing a lot with mLearning, which is mobile learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been posting little tweets on mobile learning, seeing who's following me. And I see these people follow everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how can you have be following
right.
11,000 people?
Right, exactly.
You know, there's no way. You know, how do you break through the clutter if you're following 11,000 people?
And that's to me, that's the wrong approach for a business to take.
Right. So, you know, I'm looking at it and saying, I understand it, but I don't get it because I don't see where anything I'm sending is that unique, that
right.
interesting, and the people that are following me, it's kind of like, well, if I follow you, then you need to follow me, because it's rude if
but
you don't follow me.
That's not the same thing as the targeted community approach, and
exactly.
I completely agree with you, but if you get over that, you can use Twitter to your advantage as a small business. Hey, Anita, we got to wrap it up. ReadyGo.com is the website. The book is eLearning 2.0. Anita Rosen is all of that. Anita, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.